Now, the attorneys general of Maryland and the District of Columbia have sued U.S. President Donald Trump over his foreign business dealings.
The state of Maryland and the District of Columbia filed a lawsuit in federal court against the President of the United States. The suit alleges that President Trump is flagrantly violating the Constitution, which explicitly bars presidents from receiving gifts or inducements from foreign or domestic government entities. Never in the history of this country have we had a president with these kinds of extensive business entanglements.
According to the lawsuit, payments and benefits from foreign governments through Trump's business empire draw businesses away from Maryland and D.C. and put local governments under pressure to give special treatment to the businesses belonging to the president. The Maryland and D.C. attorneys general will seek an order preventing Trump from continuing to receive government payments beyond his salary. A similar lawsuit was filed against Trump in January by plaintiffs, including an ethics nonprofit group. Democratic lawmakers also blasted the foreign payments to the U.S. president as potential corrupting influences. The latest lawsuit, however, is the first of its kind brought by government entities. Let's speak to Wilmer Leon. He's a columnist and political scientist, and he joins us via Skype from Washington. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Leon. Now, this does sound extremely serious. What is the potential of this snowballing into something that could threaten Trump's presidency?
Well, it is very serious, and it is a matter of understanding one of the fundamental elements of the United States Constitution, which is ensuring that the leaders and people in positions in this country are not receiving benefits from outside sources, particularly outside governments, that could impact their decision making. It's Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the Constitution, which says very simply that no person holding any office or profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of Congress, accept of any present emolument, which is payment, office or title, any kind whatsoever, from any king, prince, or sovereign state. So as Donald Trump, for example, in his Trump International Hotel, has received $270,000 from reportedly from Saudi Arabia, as Saudi Arabia is lobbying the Trump administration, that could very well be considered an emolument or a payment, a quid pro quo for the Trump administration making decisions on how it's going to deal with Saudi Arabia.
Right, but Mr. Leon, how is this any different from the wider tradition or culture of lobbying, where we have lobbyist groups who invest heavily in lawmakers and politicians in order for them to toe their line?
That's a great question. And the biggest distinction is you're talking about lobbyists influencing members of Congress versus the President of the United States. And this is the first time in the history of this country that we have had a business person, especially a business person as supposedly successful as Donald Trump, in the White House. Someone with the vast international business holdings that Donald Trump has. So there's a huge difference between lobbying a sitting member of Congress versus someone being able to hold sway and influence over the President of the United States.
And very quickly, if you can, Mr. Leon, how do you see Trump responding to this?
I think Trump is going to respond to this the way that Trump responds to most things. He's going to try to dismiss it as best he can. He's going to try to downplay it to the degree that he can, but what this very well might wind up being is the attorneys general from Maryland and D.C. finally being able to get insight into Donald Trump's tax returns, because they're going to subpoena those tax returns in order to get an understanding of where his money's coming from. And Donald Trump very quickly could have eliminated all of this by putting his business holdings in a blind trust, but he chose not to do that. He refused to do that, and now the chickens are coming home to roost.
All right, let's see how this pans out. That's Wilmer Leon, columnist and political scientist, joining us via Skype from Washington. Mr. Leon, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.